We are back for a couple more minutes with Dr. Connie Smalljohn, who is the chief of the Department of Molecular Virology in the Virology Division of the United States Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Diseases. I get the sense that you wear a white hat to work in the morning, that there are lots of things that you see as potentially really great work in service to humanity and presumably other creatures, but you're real focused on humans. What inspires you to get up in the morning?
Well, I went to USAMRIID because of that. I had the most wonderful mentor in the world, Joel Dalrymple, who died of kidney cancer several years ago. And he actually came to get me when I was giving a seminar at the National Institute of Health and said, "You'd be wasting your career going there to work on a chicken virus when we have these important human diseases. And when you're a young graduate student, you think you can do a lot for the world." You know, and it's true. You need to encourage people to work on things that are humanitarian and that. But what inspires me to go to work now is that we have so many interesting projects going on, and I have a lot of people in my department, and their enthusiasm for what they're doing and the progress they're making, it's anymore, you know, I don't have that fun stuff in the lab. I sit at my computer, and I'm not inspired to go and sit there and read 100 emails a day and answer the telephone. But what inspires me now is seeing the enthusiasm in them.
And I would think that that enthusiasm is spurred by the real-life, on-the-ground people, both the military personnel that you serve, and I don't mean just the soldiers, I mean all of the folks who surround them, and that there are lots of people in the world who need what you can bring to them. I almost think of this as the stereotypical picture of the soldier during World War II giving out candy bars. There's a sense of this is something America can do in the world.
Well, and it feels like we are doing something good for the whole of humanity. It's a scientists are in this a lot for their own ego to get their publications and their name made and all, but in the end, a lot of people are in there because they want to do good and help the whole human race. And I think at USAMRIID, there's a lot of people like that.
Keep up the good work, Dr. Smalljohn. We thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We thank Connie Smalljohn for giving us an insider's look at an important link in the chain of the world's public health. We also appreciate the CDC's Dr. C.J. Peters for introducing us to Dr. Smalljohn. And we thank the wonderful people at the Taos, New Mexico Civic Plaza and Convention Center for their welcome and their assistance. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.